Nolte, with anti-science mask grandstanding, Washington Post's Ruth Marcus undermines confidence in coronavirus vaccine. By John Nolte on October 18, 2021. The far-left Washington Post's Ruth Marcus is undermining confidence in the coronavirus vaccine, which makes her a menace to public health. How else can you explain this tweet of hers over the weekend? I get an elevator. It stops on lower floor, she tweets. Man steps in, unmasked. Sign in elevator says masks required. Me, getting out, you know, it would be really nice if you wore a mask. Man, I don't care what you think. America 2021. Why would Marcus do this? Why would a Washington Post editor tell a story that says she doesn't trust the vaccine to keep her safe? If you are fully vaccinated, you are fully vaccinated. If you are fully vaccinated and wearing a mask, you are fully vaccinated and wearing a mask. If you are fully vaccinated and wearing a mask, and you advertise that you are still terrified to be on an elevator with someone who's not wearing a mask, you are not advertising your virtue. Instead, what you are advertising is a stunning and anti-science lack of confidence in the vaccine, which is the exact wrong message to send if you want everyone to get vaccinated. You don't see people in hazmat suits stepping out of elevators because someone else isn't wearing a hazmat suit. Your personal hazmat suit status has nothing to do with someone else's hazmat suit status. You're still wearing a hazmat suit. You are vaccinated. You are wearing a mask. As someone who believes in the vaccine and would like to see everyone vaccinated, people like Marcus infuriate me. Anyone, but most especially a member of the elite media, who undermines confidence in the vaccine as a menace to public health. And Ruth Marcus is, without question, a menace to public health. This is the whole problem with the far left and the vaccine. Because they're such fascists, they want it both ways. They can't let go of you even after you are vaccinated. They still have to boss us around with mask mandates and the like. But all this does is undermine people's confidence in the vaccine because the unvaccinated can look at people like Ruth Marcus and say, if the vaccine works as well as you say it does, why do the vaccinated need to wear masks? If I'm vaccinated, why should I worry if someone else is unvaccinated? If I'm vaccinated, why should I jump off an elevator if someone's not wearing a mask? The best way to spread confidence in the vaccine is to go out and live a fully free and maskless life after you're vaccinated. This is the best example the vaccinated can set. But these virtue-signaling fascists and anti-science freaks like Marcus simply refuse to do that. Which is why no one has done more to spread anti-vax sentiment more than his fraudulency Joe Biden. And I'm not being a hypocrite here. I've seen the math regarding the vaccinated and unvaccinated, so I have complete confidence in the vaccine. This means that once my wife and I were fully vaccinated, we returned to living a free life. I am a walking, talking example of someone who has complete confidence in the vaccine. In fact, my town has instituted an indoor mask mandate that I completely ignore. I'm vaccinated. I do not need a mask. I have absolutely no intention of wearing a mask to protect the unvaccinated, who have made their own choice, and have every right to make that choice. If Marcus truly had confidence in the vaccine and mask mandates, she would not have jumped off that elevator in fear and then advertised it. Instead, she thinks she's promoting her virtue, but all she's advertising is her anti-science lack of confidence in the miracle that is the Trump vaccine. Ruth Marcus is a menace to public health. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.